Questions, questions, open to suggestion. Food for thought is one thing, but how about this indigestion? Riddle me this and I shall riddle you right back. Lucky, lucky you, as I do care for the mention. If I cry in my VT, will the public vote for me? If I lie to the committee, will they sing my praises openly? If I die before I'm 50, will I rise to fame posthumously? Can a dead man thank his fans emotionally? Does it pay to be outspoken, or need we pay a token fee? If I look at you all doughy-eyed, will you discern unspoken plea? If I never groomed a womb, can I have a hysterectomy? Will overthinking have adverse effect on me? If I fall before the watershed, will I find myself on prime time? If my face drops down on one side, can I bank on fast response time? If I transport you to Bangkok, will you swear to love me long time? Need the right place always have the wrong time? Can I really play with madness? Bring my daughter to the slaughter. If I linger at the panty drawer, will you think me a stalker? If I dress up as a taco, will gringos eat me at the border? Does all this oatmeal really make me taller? Questions, questions, stupid bloody questions. Got to find an outlet for this bunched up nervous tension, stuck in the middle of a hard rock cafe with nothing on my plate but bleeding questions. Is this what it sounds like when a dove begins to cry? If I were a cyclops, would you poke me in the eye? If I were a punk rocker, would my hair make quaint arrangement? If I break out in a nasty rash, does that mean I host contagion? Need strict rules apply for every solitary last time? Is there valid reason that I'm reading this in rhyme? Maybe I'll just stop. Nah, fuck it. That's just hate crime. If I leave this question pending, will you start to get the hump? If I see an actor trending, does that mean they've bit the dust? If you cannot trust a Cosby, then really, what the fuck? I'm burning all my sweaters as those knits bring shitty luck. If I borrow something blue, then can we play husbands and wives? If I came in like a wrecking ball, would I break on through to the other side? Could I do myself a mischief by playing with sharp knives? And should I eat a pussy, would I stand to gain 9 lives? If I gang up on a posse, would they have me bang to rights? If I choose to kill a mockingbird, would its flock peck out my eyes? If you spill guts on your garters, can I play with your insides? If I shave my legs, could I rock heels and fishnet tights? Can I dress up as a girl, or need I dress down as a boy? If I press down this red button, how many scuds might I deploy? I may well be dismembered, but could I be your favourite toy? How about if I stand here all wide-eyed, looking coy? Questions, questions, objects of affection, never less than blessings when no question of intention. Call me preconceived and I will show you post-regression. Call me host with most and I shall close this with a toast. For what we have received, may we all be truly grateful. Can see you haven't finished yet, hanging on to half a plateful. Excuse me if I'm blunt, but that's just bloody wasteful. Not to be a cunt, but I expect that plate licked clean before you dare to leave the table. Alas, the time has come to find out why eight's so damn hateful. Apply a dash of English so I can sink that tricky eight ball. Some may call me troubled, others mentally unstable. And no, actually, insanity really isn't all that painful. Next question.